Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Segimma Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having such a great day today. You know, this is some important thing I want to talk to you about today. Is kind of, I would call it the measurement of life. Now, I really want you to pay attention to this podcast more than almost any podcast that I've ever given, because there's something that happens to human beings, including myself and many people I've ministered to, many people I know, that somehow in their life, sometimes they feel like they come up short. Sometimes in their life, they feel like they're missing something. Sometimes in their life, they feel like they just haven't arrived, or that thing that someone else has. And I don't mean just possessions, maybe a spouse, or, you know, a child, or maybe an important position, or maybe wealth, or maybe a certain health, or whatever it is. It's so easier to see the grass is greener on the other side, because it doesn't come with the trial of life from the distance. But every part of life comes with the beauty of the trial of life. I don't really understand that. I still don't understand why there's so much suffering in the walk of humanity, whether saved or unsaved. But that's just part of reality. And that doesn't mean I'm justifying it or glorifying it. But there is a reality in this life. You will go through things, and you will have things where you just don't feel adequate. You'll feel inadequate, or you'll see things that are happening for other people that might not be happening for you, and it might make you feel like you're less than, or you know, why is this prayer not answered, or why didn't I accomplish this, or, you know, I'll be honest with you, even myself the other night, I've been wanting to do another business idea, and I love business, I love the entrepreneur spirit, and it's like, you know, I really want to do something, and I saw this idea that someone did, and it really was successful. I was like, God, you know, I was so close a couple of years ago to thinking of something like that, and I didn't capture it. And now this person is a multimillionaire because of that idea that they did. They followed through. It's like, it was so easy for me to say, you know, well, what was I doing, you know, or maybe I missed it. And we don't need to live in that. You know, there's a something about gratitude, and let me explain what I mean by gratitude. A lot of times when we feel empty inside, or we miss something inside, we are dealing with an inferiority complex, or we're dealing with a hurt, or we're dealing with a trauma, or we're dealing feeling with less than, or maybe we weren't nourished as a child. Maybe we wasn't promoted from our parents or our siblings or our spouses or, you know, our leaders. But something made us feel less than, even though we may live a very, like myself, a very strong life, a very confident life with a lot of great things happening. Sometimes you can still feel like you're missing something, especially if you can see that something that's happening away from you that you were hoping that you were in your fruition, or you were in the glory days, or you were having that area of your life ministered to. And maybe that area of your life has just not been ministered to in 40 years. But, you know, you can see how possible it is, and your mind has its own fantasy of how great it would be if that circumstance would have happened to you. But God knows the truth, see? See, Yahweh knows the truth. And what it is, it has nothing to do with us not being grateful. It's us capturing life in a snapshot in our mind of the natural realm, forgetting and recognizing the greatness of who we are in Yahweh, and accepting who we are today, not saying we need to stay where we're at, but accepting the greatness of who we are by faith in Christ Yeshua. And it will cause an ungratefulness, even though we may not even act ungrateful. We may not be mad. We may not be disappointed. We may not be thinking anything bad about God, or we're very good people, or we're very giving people. But there's a subconscious ungratefulness, that makes you feel lost, like, oh, wow, I wish I had that. Say you wanted to be married and you didn't get married, or say you wanted to be a successful business person, but your business has never worked out, or say you wanted to have many kids, but you couldn't have kids, or maybe you had kids and they went run it off and they're not really good children, you know. I can go on and on with all the scenarios that can make you wish that you wished it worked out a different way, or maybe you wish you would have got a better education, or maybe you made some other decisions along the way. And what it is the negativity of life, or what we think, that empty void in us. See, even Christ can't fill that empty void, because that's not the void he comes to fill. He comes to fill the void in your spirit man, to awaken your spirit man, that you will begin to function out of the heavenly realm into the earth by the spirit man. But the natural man, even though you are full of Christ, I've seen this, I've ministered to many people, I even seen it in myself from time to time before, that I could feel natural, or they could feel naturally empty about a certain area. Even though I'm full of Christ, I'm walking in the heavens, I'm having so many great victories, but there is always those things that you didn't accomplish, always those things that didn't manifest, always those things that went south. You know, there's a few things in my life I can't give an answer for. You know, we all have sorrows and pains, you know, that didn't go the way we thought, or goals in our life that didn't manifest, or people that didn't rear us up or nurture us or minister to us. So it don't show consciously most of the time, but sometimes it does. But most of the time it's a subconscious thing where you're feeling less than, not all the time, but when these triggers happen of, you know, hey, you know, I'm really happy for them, but God, what about me? And there's nothing wrong with, hey, listen, Father, I have desires for you as well. I have desires for this plan or these things you put in my heart. But you don't want to come to the point where you're feeling less than, or feeling empty, or feeling inferior, or feeling uncertain, or feeling like, "What? Hey, what is it worth living this life if we're just going from child to child? What is it worth being here on the planet if it's just one pressure after another pressure, God?" You know, instead of becoming a gratitude. You know, there's an old saying about gratitude will change your latitude and will raise your attitude, that will take you to a higher place. And that's in the natural realm, but it is true. The Bible talks about, think upon those things which are a good report. Think upon those things which are lovely, which are pure, which are true. Because subconsciously, most people in their life have been damaged by their own selves, or by other people, or by life, or by circumstances. And so therefore, when we have something missing, even though we're full of Christ, full of the Holy Spirit, full of shalom peace, it can manifest in triggers. It can manifest in inferiority complexes and doubts in ourselves, and weariness of, you know, what the world are we here for, God? You know, I've given my whole life to you. You know, why do I still feel this emptiness from time to time? Why do I feel alone time to time? Why do I feel this? Why do I feel that? You know, and these are just hurts. But this is not a rebuke. I don't want you to take this as a rebuke. I'm speaking to myself on certain circumstances that sometimes I'll go through things and be like, God, I wish it wasn't like that. You know, but on the same hand, what happens is, while we're wishing it wasn't like that, or we're wishing for a better life, we're wishing to accomplish more, we're wishing to do more for the kingdom, or more for our family, or whatever your scenario is, there's that emptiness that basically is coming out from a lack of gratitude, because you can't have gratitude for it because you're feeling the inferiority complex. You're feeling the insecurity. You're feeling the uncertainty. You're feeling the loss. You're feeling the alone. You're feeling like, what is it worthwhile living? What's it worthwhile being here on the planet? Am I making any effect, God? Not recognizing and being thankful. So because of our lack of gratitude out of pain, our lack of gratitude out of loss, our lack of gratitude out of a bad situation. Because bottom line, sometimes when we feel this way, it's just because a bad situation has happened in our life, either to us or through us. You know, a lot of times it's both, but, you know, sometimes it's just to us. Or sometimes we just fall off the cliff and make silly mistakes ourselves that set us back or causes problems in us. And therefore, we don't have that emotion of gratitude. We have that lost feeling. We have that uncertain feeling, or you know, this is never going to change. I'm never going to get better. Or no matter what I've done, I've been fighting this situation for 30 years, 40 years, 10 years, 5 days, sometimes 3 days can seem as long as 30 years if you're under a certain type of pressure. But Yahweh showed me, he said, begin to become thankful of what you are right now, knowing he that begun a good work in you will complete it against that day. The Bible says this. All things work out for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. The Bible says it. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says it. I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and I have great plans for you to do you good. The Bible says this. So I must step into that in the middle of my loss. I must step into that in the middle of my pain. I must step into that in the middle of my rejection. I must step into that in the middle of my weariness of uncertainty and say, wait a minute, God before me, who can be against me? He will work out this great plan in my life and begin to have an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude of what do I have now? What do I have now? I have so many great blessings. Even if you can't see them, because when you're hurting like that or feeling lost or feeling left out or feeling you're missing something in life, it will keep you from seeing the beauty of life that you have around you. And you don't want to miss the beauty of life you have around you, because life is short. It only goes so long. I don't care how long you live. It only goes so long, and it seems like it flies by. I'm going to be 60 this year. I feel like I'm 20. My body tells me I'm 60, but my emotions and my feelings, I feel like, man, I'm ready to accomplish and go after the whole world and do everything God put in my spirit. But the truth of the matter, those 60 years went by in a flash. So I don't want to miss my moments. And what will keep you from missing the moments is looking at what you don't have instead of recognizing by Christ, by his love. I want to say by faith, but we're actually talking about what you do have. Even if it ain't exactly what you want, but be thankful. Or maybe you will have to make the decision. This isn't what I want for my life. So I have to go do something about it instead of just sitting around waiting on God, because he's not telling you to sit around and wait on him. Your fear is telling you to sit around and wait on him, and you're miserable. You know, it's kind of like you want to work out and you want to feel better, but you don't ever go to the gym. Well, guess what? You won't feel better. You know, if you have a goal in your life that you want to accomplish, but you don't put out the effort to get there, well, you never get there. It doesn't matter how much you pray. That doesn't mean God doesn't do sovereign things, but he's looking for you to move sovereignly. And it's more your sovereign movement every day that moves the heart of God, moves the hand of God, and moves your atmosphere by the Spirit of God inside of you and the faith that's inside of you, and by the power of the glory that you allow to rest in you and flow through you, than just waiting on a sovereign move of God, miserably waiting on God to finally do it. When he's like, listen, I've died, I resurrected, I sit on the right hand of the Father, I'm allowing you to rise up in that position to go and do what I've called you to do. Lo, I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but it's up to you. So we need to be thankful as well, and we need to be proactive as well. So I'm thankful. Yahweh wants you thankful. He don't want you feeling empty. He don't want you feeling like there's nothing worth living for. He don't want you feel like poor, poor, pitiful me. Why do I have another trial? I remember there was a time in my life I went through about 3 years of fire. It seemed like fire after fire after fire after fire. I was like, God, can there be another trial? Please, no, God. But it had to work my way out of it, change my mindset, and begin to look at the great things that were happening in the middle of that fire, that all of a sudden the fire diminished. And before you know it, I was victorious. A lot of what we go through is in your perspective of sight. And I don't mean just perspective of sight in the natural realm, like being positive or being negative, though those do affect you in the natural realm. But I'm talking about looking on the other side of the veil through the blood covenant of Yeshua, stepping into the blood of Yeshua, eating of his blood, drinking of his flesh, or eating of his body, drinking of his blood, going to the banqueting table with Yahweh, eating from the tree of life, drinking from the living waters by faith, receiving the goodness of God, sitting before him and basking in his presence and worshiping him. This is all done by faith. You don't have to say, oh, I don't know how to do that. I do it by faith before I ever experience it. In my mind's eye, I just begin to see myself at the banqueting table. I see myself pulling off the flesh of God, becoming bread in my hand and eating it, taking a cup and putting it in God's side, and out of it's coming his blood and drinking it. And I'm feasting at the banqueting table of God, eating of him, and then him inviting me to the tree of life, saying, come and eat of that which is alive forevermore. And I eat from the tree of life by faith, therefore I live forevermore. I drink from the living waters, therefore I live forevermore. See, now I'm beginning to think of the great things that God's doing in my life and the opening gateways of having a gratitude attitude toward life, and I'm living the fullness of God. Now, yes, I may be waiting on a lot of promises and I may be commanding a lot of promises, but I'm enjoying the ride on the way there. While you have peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding, that you can be fulfilled right now, not waiting for something to come, but fulfilling right now in the name of Yeshua. I command emptiness to go out of your life and the fulfillment of shalom peace to overtake you as you recognize all the greatness of God that's available to you right now, that's upon you right now, and that's actually in you right now. Even in this situation, the greatness of God's in you because you are the greatness of God through Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend, whether next door or around the world. Like us, subscribe to us, and join us. We'll see you tomorrow. You are so beautiful. Shalom.